Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, December 1st, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Mission groups prepare for the worst in Ukraine. Far East Broadcasting celebrates an amazing week of outreach in the Philippines. And Children's Bible Clubs see exciting growth in India. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Ukraine, where missionaries with SEND International are prepared for whatever happens. SEND's General Director Warren Jansen says they have a plan in place should a crisis occur. He says while the election snafu has forced them to plan for the worst, great things are happening.
A lot of our Christian believers, Ukrainians, are going into the streets. They're bringing food, water, tracts, and they're evangelizing into the crowds that are in the central square in Kiev.
SEND's church planting, theological training, and orphan and homeless work has not been affected. Jansen's asking people to pray for safety and ministry opportunities.
There are anywhere from 100,000 to 500,000 people in the streets of Kiev who have come out of the shell, as it were, of being suppressed by the communist era and are now wanting to have a voice. That, I think, is lending itself to an openness to consider Christianity at the same time.
Next, while terrorism continues to headline world news, Sujo John is sharing his story about surviving the 9/11 tragedy. Casey Beckley is with InterVarsity, working with Northern Illinois University and Rock Valley College in Rockford, where John shared his story.
He worked in one of the towers in the World Trade Center, and his wife, who was 5 months pregnant at the time, worked in the other tower, and he basically came out and shared his story of how God had used the events of 9/11 to begin a new thing in his life.
Combined, 600 students attended and more than 100 came to Christ. InterVarsity says reaching university students is strategic in changing society, and young students are key.
At the beginning of the school year, we always try to target some of those freshmen and sophomore students who are maybe a little bit more open to hearing the gospel or who are probably in more of a state of searching because they're away from home for the first time and really want to find and solidify their own faith.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Gospel for Asia reports rising harassment for their teams in India. A missionary in a North Indian village was recently beaten by a mob who stormed his home and burned more than 200 New Testaments, along with other ministry-related literature. Village authorities then told the missionary and his family to leave. Earlier, a mob attacked and severely beat a traveling evangelistic team led by a GFA missionary while working in Orissa. Pray for those in ministry in India. Meanwhile, the growth of children's Bible clubs throughout India is cause for celebration. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's John DeVries says their strategy is to support the indigenous church ministry.
We have about 750 national Indian missions that we work with, and we train their members to do a two-week Bible club program for children, then with a follow-up program, kind of an after-school club program.
DeVries says they recently took some visitors to a village near Hyderabad to see the progress of one of the children's Bible club ministries.
The demand for the children's Bible club and the ongoing after-school club was so great that the families of the village had decided to limit themselves to only one child per family. They were sort of rationing themselves out because we didn't have facilities. The mission we partnered with didn't have room for them.
And Far East Broadcasting Company's evangelistic team just returned from a life-changing week in the Philippines, ministering to the very poor of Manila. In addition to a large worship conference, there were two outdoor concerts. Over 500 people came forward and acknowledged Christ as their Savior during the two nights. In conjunction with FEBC Philippines and 15 Filipino churches, relief was offered to the underprivileged in the way of medical and dental services, food, and radio distribution. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You depend on us for your mission news, and now we're hoping you'll rely on us to help your church be more missions-minded. Mission Network News is now producing a monthly bulletin insert to help your congregation receive the information it needs to be a major part of the Great Commission, both at home and abroad. To subscribe, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.